And Harry did that for me, but it's not very good. It looks like the cow's got what they call lumpy jaw, and one of them looks like her nose is crooked, and... He's not a portrait painter. That's supposed to be me. And he didn't do a very good job with the Jeep. Jeep station wagon. But there is a young fella here who's, uncle worked all his life for this company. And he works for the, Bobby Rogers works for the highway department. And he is a natural on painting. Yeah, I had an old mare, and when I did all this public work, I couldn't ride anymore, didn't ride much. So I raised colts from her. She had four, and we were riding the old mare, occasionally ride her, and riding three of her colts at the ranch. And I commissioned Bobby to paint me a portrait of the four of them, which he's done a very good job of. And he went to up Sam Houston, the art department, wanted to take lessons. And they wouldn't, said, "We won't touch you. You've got a God-given talent. Just develop it." Said, "We'd just mess you up. We'll teach you at all. We'll try to." And Bobby's done a lot of work for people all around different parts of the United States. I think he could probably become pretty well known if he just spent all his time painting, because he works for the highway department, and this is does on his side in his spare time.
What kind of tree is that there?
That is supposed to be a post oak.
Why is it called a post oak? Is that a
type of oak? They used to make posts for fences out of them, is I guess the reason. They split easily. And they last pretty well.
Is that a native tree here?
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of trees are they growing out here?
Oh, we have some magnolia, some bitter pecan, hackberry, sweet gum. They have a little bit, not much, of shin oak. It was it's a small growing, doesn't grow very tall, and got its name from hitting your shins with it. And we have a good deal of bordark. Osage orange is the correct name for it. It's very, very hard, and you can cut a bordark down and make a post out of it, stick it in the ground, and it'll sprout out. It won't last very long, but that is, the sprouts won't. But it sometimes does. If the sap is up, it will come out and make little limbs, and then they die off. But the way they talk about age sometime is, I'm going to live be 100 years old and then turn to a gray mule for another 10 years, and then I'm going to turn to a bordark post and last forever. They make, they're very hard to keep staples in. After the way you fasten the wire to is fastened with a staple.
What kind of staple? What kind of wire do they use?
Barbed wire and net wire. Usually the net at the bottom and barbed wire at the top. But we used to have posts split. I think back way back in those days, it seemed to me you got post split for $1.50 a hundred. Of course, I started to work when people were making 50 cents and $1 a day. But you could buy something with it then.